Breakfast on 702. Let's walk the talk.
All right, this is a fantastic little business that we're going to be telling you about, and I'm going to be bringing in Keribone Tiluane. Thank you very much for joining us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? Thank you for joining us this morning.
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
So you are behind a new age brick. You're selling it to some of the big stores, Builders Warehouse. You've made it into there. So tell us about your product and how it came to be.
Thank you. So our product is made partly from recycled plastic. It's a brick that is the same look and feel as a conventional brick, a cement brick, which is what we're competing with. It's got a, it's got benefits. I know when you talk about a brick and plastic, it's a bit of a confusing term, and the benefits are over and above the environment. It's energy efficient because of the plastic elements as well. It's not as porous as a conventional brick, so you will not see cracks in your wall for a longer period of time, giving you a higher structural integrity for a longer period. And again, because of the plastic elements, the great acoustic properties. So when you're in one room, you will not hear what's happening in the next room, which is quite important for going from schools, hotels, any building structure. It has so many benefits over and above the fact that we are cleaning up plastic, and the biggest one being the problematic, the single-use plastics that we currently do not recycle. Our plastic, our technology is able to process all types of plastic, making sure that it really is a sustainable solution and a long-term solution.
Okay, so how does it work? How do you get the plastic in there? What's the process?
We process everything on site. So we collect the plastic in various ways. We work with waste collectors, we work with corporates, and the plastic is safely transported to our site, whether it's contaminated plastic, it's the plastic that I talk about, the non-recyclables, and all of that is sort of sorted in terms of type and color, and then it goes through a granulating process, and then we go through a series of processes to make sure that we get it fully processed, so that by the time it is in a brick, you cannot see the product, so the plastic itself. So if you were to cut and chase a brick, you would not see the plastic in it because of how we process it and mix it with other aggregates and additives.
Okay, let's go back a bit. I mean, how did this come about? And tell us about your relationship with the waste picker.
Yes. So my sister and I, who co-founded the business, grew up in a construction-led family where my dad had a construction business, good in 1992, 1993. And we grew up going to site, to his various construction projects. So we had the construction background from a very young age where we thought this was punishment, in during school holidays we'd be there working. And somehow I would always be in the office and my sister would gravitate towards the actual site where construction is happening. And this went on for years. It speaks to what we do now because I have a finance background and so I'm more on the strategic admin side of the business. And she's got an engineering background, so she's taking care of the day-to-day operations within the business. So in 2013, given the passion that we showed in the business, my dad then registered a business for us, a construction business, and we started doing construction projects up until 2016. So we from a township called in Sasselburg in the Free State, and we get to interact with waste collectors, quite a bit. Mm. So through that interaction is where we got to understand how plastic specifically, is creating an income stream for these waste collectors, and they're able to put food on the table and take care of their families. And so, and my sister is very OCD about litter, about pollution. So we then through these interactions and we started, separating plastic and paper and these type of waste for these waste collectors because through our interaction with them. So we knew we wanted to play a part in this area, you know, the plastic sustainability, without understanding what it was actually at the time. But we started prototyping, you know, the use of plastic, because we also didn't want to move away too far from what we knew, which was construction, you know, and we were spending quite a significant amount of money on building materials, specifically bricks. So we wanted to still be in that space, but also to start playing into the, you know, plastic recycling space. So we started literally prototyping this thing at home in our mother's yard. And it's, as you can imagine, it's like these small yards, and you're now going and collecting various plastic waste from people, and, you know, and you're trialing this product. And it went on for a good year that we're experimenting to see how this would work, doing research, you know, going back to the drawing board, prototyping. But I think the construction background that we had helped us really to conceptualize what the brick should look like, how it should work. And by mid-2017, we had a product we're comfortable with that we then took to a lab to get tested. And, yeah, we've been developing since then. We came to Joburg in 2019, and we set up our operations in Germiston, Gauteng.
I mean, it's such a lovely story, and I like the relationship with the waste picker. I mean, I did a couple of stories on waste pickers, and it's just, they are so important. They save us so much money. What they do from a recycling point of view is priceless. And I know that they don't get treated very well, but it's pretty sad because they do an amazing job. And they walk for miles and working for us. But, you know, so it's important that they've been acknowledged, but also what you're doing now and the impact it's having on fighting climate change.
100%. I mean, one thing we always do is advocate for the waste collectors. We work with a few corporates. So what we try and do is we identify where we can bring the waste pickers into the conversation, into benefiting, you know, tangible benefits. So you, as you're correctly stating, they are saving the economy so much money, the municipal so much money through what they're doing. But they also fit in the environment. You know, interesting enough, over 40% of the plastic recycled in South Africa is because of the efforts of our waste collectors, from household, particularly with post-consumer waste, from household all the way to landfill. So they're playing a very important part. And I mean, the conditions that they're working are really unbearable. Sometimes even us as citizens make it very difficult for them to also do what they're doing, because we don't really understand the impact they have in the circular economy, you know, making sure that less plastic waste is in the environment. And I mean, so we apply from time to time to donate PPE to them. We're currently donating trolleys to some of our waste collectors, because I'm sure you've seen the makeshift trolleys that they have that are also sometimes causing accidents on the road because of the fact that they don't work properly. So we try, you know, through some of our partnerships that we have, to see how we can assist them. Mm-hmm. But what we're also doing, you know, now, later in the years, we got to understand the importance of what we're doing. You know, when we were making this brick, we just thought, oh, this is interesting. You know, it's something different. But we didn't understand the bigger picture. You know, we didn't see the bigger picture that we're actually playing within the circular economy. You know, we're actually doing something quite significant within the green economy. So once we got to understand better, and as we were growing the business, we got to, you know, pick certain things that we can do to make a lasting difference. So where we are now is we also do river drives or an ocean cleanup, where we bring in the circularity element. We partner with existing, especially NGOs that are in the space of cleaning up rivers and oceans. We partner with corporates as well, you know, so that we can make it more sustainable. But even in school drives, we do school drives where we go and educate the kids and do collection drives with this particular school and have a reward for them, you know, with certain companies, brands that we work with. And what we always then drive towards is making sure that we all understand the circularity element, the importance of making sure that whatever we collect does not go to landfill. You know, whatever it is that we're doing, any efforts that we're taking, do not go into the landfill. So it's properly diverted. And like we were talking earlier, you and I, the plastic is then fully processed into the product. So there is no leaching or microplastics that go back into the environment. This has to be, you know, a long-term solution, not a short-term creating a long-term problem for the next generation.
But you are what businesses should be. I mean, you know, that thing of walk the talk, and you are putting back into the economy. You're giving people, you know, you are acknowledging their contribution, and you are educating kids. And it's so important that children know from a very early age what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing, and that they should be actively involved when it comes to fighting climate change. So what a beautiful business model that you have. So respect coming your way. Tell us, if we want to get hold of your bricks, I mean, I know we can go to Builder's Warehouse. Is it more expensive?
No. It's actually competitively priced to the cement brick. So depending on where you're buying it, you know, it's the same price within the Builder's Warehouse stores as the cement brick. And then also you can get hold of us on info@ramtsilo.com, info@ramtsilo.com. But it's competitively priced. It's not cheaper or more expensive.
All right. And looking at expanding, what are your plans for the next 5 years? Where do you go to from here?
So we're looking to expand our national footprint, but we've also had opportunities. You know, we're living basically in an area where you can set up anywhere in the world. So we're looking at franchise opportunities as well that are already coming up to partner with various entities within the concrete and construction sector outside of the static region. So we're definitely looking at increasing our footprint and also offering more products. You know, second to the packaging industry, the construction industry is a big consumer of plastic. So we're looking at how we can offer other construction products that that can replace virgin material with plastic.
Kedibone, very good to have you with us on the show. Thank you for sharing your success story, and I wish you success from here on out, even more so.